This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 523, and today I'm going to be talking about seven steps to personal growth. You know, my coaching, my philosophy, the mental strength, you know, it's all about personal growth. As we grow as people, we can grow as a community, we can grow as a nation. And personal growth means a lot of things to a lot of people. And in this podcast, I'd just like to talk a little, you know, some seven pretty easy steps to personal growth. But, you know, personal growth can help you make your life so much more enjoyable and fulfilling. You know, if you're broke and overweight and don't have any friends and lack of goals, you know, if this is kind of where you are, where do you begin? So the key to beginning a personal growth journey is setting your priorities. There's a lot you can do in 5 years, but you can't do a whole lot in 5 months. And this is kind of where I like to look at, you know, a year from now. Where do you want to be professionally, personally? I like 5 years, and this is just to try to make a comparison between 5 years and 5 months. But spend your early efforts, spend the beginning efforts here as effectively as possible. I'm going to go through some of those right now to help you create a personal growth plan. So measure your current situations. That is, think about a typical day in your life, then think about a typical weekend and write down whatever comes to mind. This may be like, well, what do you mean? Well, a typical day. So do you wake up on time? Do you wake up late? Do you go to the gym? Do you avoid going to the gym? Do you eat donuts for breakfast, right? Just kind of journal. If you were taking a video of yourself on a typical day and a typical weekend, what would that video look like? We just want to know where you are. Where is ground zero for you? Because we need to have a starting place. So what I want you to do is think of yourself videoing it and just write it all down. Then rate each of these experiences. So the experiences that you have written down on a scale of 1 to 10 being perfect, rate each thought. So, you know, you wake up on a 10, you would be enthusiastic about life. On a 1, you wouldn't be. Where are you? Where are you when you wake up? Where are you with your attitude? And it's the lowest rated parts of your life that are dragging you down. So out of this whole typical day, each experience, each thought, you want to rate on a scale of 1 to 10. And the same on the weekend. And we want to pay attention to the lowest numbers, because that's where you can have the biggest impact. So, you know, avoid spending your time on raising, you know, a 7 to a 10. It's not going to make that big of a difference, instead of raising a 1 to a 5 or a 2 to a 6. These are the ones that are going to have the biggest impact on your life. And it's the ones, the 2s and 3s, that are actually wreaking havoc in your life. So again, you know, we want to go back to the list of experiences that we have on a typical day, rate them from 1 to 10, and then I would, you know, take the 6, 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s, put them aside, work on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s. And until you've raised everything up to at least a 5, stick with the lowest rated items on your list. So you have this list, and a 5 would be that transition point. It's, you may want to put the 5s kind of right in the middle, but you have your 1s, your 2s, your 3s, your 4s. You want to work on all of those until you have a 5. And then you'll have a 5 and above, and then you can go back and do the same thing, working on the 5s to a 6, and then the 6s to a 7. And then once you get all of them about the same, you know, if you're scoring the majority of your events throughout a day around a 7 or 6, then you just start to pick one at a time and move it up one notch. So you want to create a 10. Our goal is to create a 10 on all these experience. And so let's say, suppose your weight is a big issue for you and it's kind of holding you back or creating some mental consternations about it. And you rate it at a 2 because the weight negatively impacts your confidence and self-esteem. Also, it could become, you know, a health issue. If you're overweight, there's a lot of things that could be going on there. You also believe that it hurts your social life. Maybe you're single, maybe you're not single, but you don't want to go out because of it. So what is the perfect alternative? What do you want to do? Write a little story. What's the story that you want to be living? What is it? As opposed to playing the story about how it's holding you back, I want you to write a little story about what do you want. And when we say what you want is, you can't say, I don't want to be overweight anymore. I don't want to weigh this. I don't want to weigh that. That's what you don't want. What do you want? I want to weigh this much. I want to have a good social life. I want to feel confident. So you write a story about your ideal weight and what it's going to mean to you. And that's basically your 10. You want to create your 10 around it. Now, consider the people in your life. You know, if you want to enhance any part of your life, there will be people that will attempt to hold you back. They may not do it intentionally, but it will happen. It's hard to kick your mom out of your life, but many other people are optional. So what this means is we want to surround ourselves with people that are going to support us. And here's the tricky thing. Whatever condition our life is, the people who are around us are supporting that condition. When we want to move to create a different condition, those people can't be with us because they're used to us in a certain condition. If you are working out, if you have a weight challenge and you start going to the gym and you start eating healthy, the people who you've been hanging out with most likely don't go to the gym and don't eat healthy. So they're going to say, oh, it's okay, have a donut this morning. You don't need to go to the gym. Because you're leaving that environment that they're so used to you being there. And they're not trying to hold you back. They just don't want to be lonely. They don't want to be them. That's their challenge. Yours is to surround yourself, create environment and circumstances that are going to support you in the growth that you want to achieve. Yes, often it is going to mean creating some larger space between your friends. I'm not saying to, you know, eliminate all your friends because we've gone through trials and tribulations and they know a lot about us and we know a lot about them and we can share, but it doesn't mean you have to spend all of your time with them. Maybe once a week, do a catch-up call. If you find that they're starting to talk negative or start talking about how they feel lousy, whatever it is, you may want to cut back on those calls. But you need to consider the people in your life. You need to consider you're a plant, you're putting yourself in a new pot. What type of fertilizer do you want? What type of water do you want? What do you want that to look like? Because the old way of doing it didn't work. So now you have to change your environment and people are part of your environment. So now you have all this story, you're considering your people. So what do you need? What resources do you need to hit that 10? And you can do this again with each section of your life. So if this is a weight challenge, for example, a cookbook, what do you need? Maybe a cookbook with healthy recipes, maybe a gym membership, maybe a jump rope. You know, you can compare your needs with your current resources and then how can you bridge that gap? So you've been used to eating one way. You've been used to not exercising a certain way. What can you do? You know, do you need new cookware? Do you need new cookbook? Do you need new food? Do you need to join a meetup group of people who just go out for walks every day? What do you need to make that one, that scale of 1, 2, 3 to a 5 or above? This is what I call, what are the resources that you need? And even what are the resources that you have? You may have a jump rope hanging up in the closet. Well, then go look for it. So we have to identify what do we need in order to bridge that gap. And then once we have that, we need to focus on our habits. And habits, there's all sorts of discussions about how long it takes to form a habit. You just keep doing it. Who cares how long it takes? You just do it every day. That's how you form a habit. It doesn't mean after 21, 30 days, 50 days, because people can fall into habits. Just look at this as a lifestyle change. That's your habit. Don't put any numbers on it. Just forget about it. Your goal is to move from a 1 to a 5 or a 1 to an 8. And here's the things that you need to do. But your current situation right now is a result, a direct result of lesser than great habits. The habits that you had were perfect to create the condition that you have right now. So you know how to create a condition through habits because you've done it already. Now we just need to change the habit because you already know how to create a habit. We need to change that habit, and we're going to be using weight to a more healthy habit. Your current situation is a direct reflection, a direct result of your past choices and habits. So now you know what you want to do because you wrote the story of how to create a 10, and now you have to match, now you have to change your patterns and your behaviors and your habits to match that story, because better habits provide better outcomes. If you know better, you do better. And the other thing is, what I'm a big fan of is making small changes to your daily habits, one thing at a time. Let's just say, for example, that you sleep in to 7 o'clock and you don't have time for the gym. Well, this week, just get up at 5 and go for a walk outside. Then next week, on Monday and Wednesday, get up at 5 and go for a walk. Then the next week, get up on Monday, Wednesday, Friday and go for a walk. Then the next week, get up on Monday and go to the gym, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, go for a walk. You want to do these small little things, kind of creep up on your habits, creep up on your behavior, so they don't know what you're up to. Because your ego is involved here, and it's going to say, no, you don't need to go to the gym, you're fine, but you're going to get all this self-talk. But if you do these small little changes and know that you have the rest of your life to accomplish it. So it may sound like a long process, and it may be that you want this instant gratification, but that's not the way personal growth, professional growth, and success happens. It's a little bit. It's the Kaizen principle, improving a little bit every day. So make small changes in your habits. Then it's just a matter of being compliant and patient. Keep doing the small things. This is where mental strength comes in. This is where a good coach comes in. This is where I come in, is helping you stay track on your habits and doing away with the excuses. Because remember, you either have excuses or results. You can't have both. And so a coach helps you get rid of the excuses so you can focus on your results. And then number 7, this is wonderful. You have to learn to be uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable during personal growth. The faster you wish to change, the more discomfort you're going to face. And it's true. If you know that if you need to change something in a week, you got to go through a magnitude of a transformation that is going to be shocking. If you have a year to change, it's not going to be that uncomfortable. So you have to slow down or accept the discomfort is part of the deal. And the ability to deal with uncomfortable feelings grows with practice. So this is the whole process of changing a habit is going to be uncomfortable. The shorter you put a time frame on it, the more uncomfortable it's going to be, and most likely the more unsuccessful you're going to be. Give yourself that patience, because now the uncomfortable part is when your goal is longer, is that you're going to be impatient. You're going to be impatient because you want to see results immediately. Which it could be financial, it could be relationship, it could be you know, your weight or whatever it is. But so you're going to be uncomfortable one way or the other. Either you're going to be impatient because it's taking too long, or you're going to burn yourself out because you did everything. You went full speed and burned yourself out. Just learn to be uncomfortable with the process. Things are going to change. Things are going to change. And as you go through this uncomfortable feelings, your patience will grow, your resilience will grow, your grit will grow. So, you know, it's daunting to change every aspect of your life. So don't even try. Just pick one thing that you feel is going to have the biggest impact on your life. It could be your health. It could be your finances. It could be your relationships. I personally love to start with the health and fitness because it's so easy to measure it. It's so easy for it to come up in the head as far as mental strength. It's so easy. And once you can get your formula for success in your physical, then the same thing in your relationship, your career, your finance, whatever it is. So for me, I always like to start with the physical. But for you, determine what's the one. So when you do these habits on a scale of 1 to 10, what is ranked number one? That's the one you want to work on. Focus on the most negative parts of your life first. You can then turn your attention to the less critical items. So again, you focus on the 1, 2, and 3s and move them to a 5. Once everything's a 5, you move the 5s to a 6. And let's say the rest of your life is at a 6, then you just pick 1 and move a 6 to a 7 and then a 6 to a 7 and you keep going. Beginning a personal growth journey is really exciting because you are now in control of yourself. You are now taking control of the path you're on. You're now taking control of your finances, of your physical, of your relationship. You are in control. Up to this point, you probably didn't feel that you're in control. But taking these steps, this is a journey and it's very, very exciting. And I wish you all the best of luck with it. If you'd like to see the show notes on this, if you'd like to contact me for an introductory consultation, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more information. And you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.